Grand Canyon University makes earning your degree possible with over 130 academic programs for traditional campus students, with more than 80 bachelor's programs offered online. GCU provides you with the personal support you need, from complimentary unofficial transcript evaluations within 24 business hours to scholarships, academic support, and your GCU graduation team led by your own university counselor. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Hey, this is Sam.
Hey, what's up? This is Amy from The Interrupters.
Hey, Safer Mustard Plug.
Hi there, you wonderful Ska listeners. I'm Pauline Black.
Hey, this is Roger from Less Than Jake.
Hey, hey, this is Dan Vitale, singer of Bim Scala Bim and Steady Earnest.
Hey, guys, this is Steve from The Resignators.
Hey, this is Dan P. Hey, everybody, can I get an oh yeah?
Oh yeah!
Sasha, and hey, this is Graham. We're the Mad Caddies, and you're listening to
Ska Nation.
Your brain must be free. Want to be God?
section. Can you guys see like this?
Starts again. Howdy, folks. This is Chris,
Andy,
and Scott.
We are from The Living End, and we're here for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drink driving. I see a lot of things at gigs. Dogs, nudity, clowns, but mostly people having a good time and a few drinks. What I'd hate to see is someone getting behind the wheel after they've been drinking.
So if you plan to drink, plan ahead.
Arrange a designated driver who won't drink or stay the night at a friend's place.
Stay silent.
Well, if only the lads from Treehouse Fire knew back then what was happening now in Palestine and the Gaza Strip. Divinity gone wrong, hey? Treehouse Fire out of South Wales, Strauss Grip, a live version there off their Rocket album in 2012. Does that pair up nicely with The View? Ukraine Must Be Free, off their green album 2017. The VO out of Kyiv in Ukraine. All countries must be free. That's our theme. It's been our ongoing theme for at least 2 years here on Scar Nation Radio with Beefy. We've kept playing that in the hope that Ukraine will be free. And now we are hoping that the escalation of what's going on in Palestine and Israel will calm down as well. But there are other problematic areas, as we well know, that, like I said, all countries must be free. I cannot echo the VO's statements more correctly than that, because, we don't need this rubbish, do we? It continues in all... yeah, it just continues, and it shouldn't. It's as simple as that. So we will keep playing Ukraine Must Be Free as the kind of placeholder, the anthem for world peace, people. World peace. If only, eh? If only. You're listening to Sky Nation Radio with Beefy, the world's number one Sky Radio show. This week's show is brought to you by the letter T and the lucky number 1997. Now, we introed the show with all the T bands, well, apart from the Vio, obviously, although the, now we won't count the Vio. The Toasters, New York City, 1997, Don't Let the Bastards Grind You Down, live version of that. That was on the Hard Band for Dead album. Then we heard Tokyo Ska Paris Orchestra out of Tokyo, Japan, 2008's Pride Alliance live version there, one of the greatest ska tunes of all time, off their Perfect Future album, 2008. Live, obviously. Toots and the Maytals, 1969. Their very first track off an album, the Sweet and Dandy album from 1969. The all-time Toots classic, Monkey Man, that has been done 8 million times in covers by every ska band on earth has done Monkey Man at some stage, I reckon. Then we went to Melbourne, Australia, the Trojan Horns with a live version of Bitch from their Live at the Nightcat album that came out in 2005. Too Many Crooks out of Brighton. Those guys formed in 1996 after a Bad Manners gig. A couple of guys were in guesting with Bad Manners, decided to form their own band. You heard Salvation off their second album from a chosen year, 1997. And then we finished up with Treehouse Fire out of South Wales, Newport, Cardiff area, off their debut A Rocket album, 2012, Straza Grip, live from the Warehouse in Newport. Never been to the Warehouse in Newport, I don't know where it is, but sounded good, didn't it? Right, if you want to support bands that are in compromised areas, there's a website called bandcamp.com. You can do a genre search, but that is a little bit difficult now to find ska. It doesn't quite come up in the menus. So, I don't know how to get around it apart from type in a band that you know are a ska band, all right? In their releases, there are tags at the bottom of the band page. One will say ska, one will say ska punk. Just click on that. And from there, you can then do a location search. So you can find bands in Ukraine, you can find bands in Israel, in Palestine, in Yemen, in Darwin, in Brisbane, in other compromised areas like Brighton. That's a pretty compromised area. Anyway, you can search for bands in those areas. You can buy their digital music. That money will go directly to the bands that need it most, especially in Ukraine and Israel, Palestine, Yemen, South Sudan, all those areas. If you buy digital music, that money will go directly to the bands. Governments will not get their hands on it. Well, as far as I know, they won't get their hands on it. So bands that can't play gigs or record new material, release new material, even sell merch, need our support. So please jump on bandcamp.com. Like I said, it's a little bit difficult now to find ska unless I'm doing it wrong. More IT proficient people may well be able to sort it out, but I'm a bit of a dullard and I'm an old dullard. So please jump on bandcamp.com. Look up the Vio, V-Y-O, and you can find their albums there. Ukraine Must Be Free is off their Green album. They're a fantastic band. So you can support the Vio, but you can also support other bands from compromised regions as well by using bandcamp.com. It is very, very easy. This is the world's number one ska radio show. You're listening to Ska Nation Radio with Beefy. Like I said, 1997 is a massive year in ska. We'll probably get straight into some bloody top tunes that you may well have heard before, I reckon, from 1997, because they were all over the radio in the US, Australia. Probably not so much in the UK, weirdly enough, but doesn't matter. So we're going to jump straight into 1997. I'm just going to play it straight off the bat because you are going to expect it. I'm going to get out of the way early. This is the mighty, mighty Boston's.
I think we know this f-ing song. Have you ever felt the pain so powerful, so heavy you collapse?
so high, you need a strength most don't possess. Or else they never come on down to do or die. You got to rise above the rest. Never been tested. I'd like to think that if I was, I would pass. Look at me tested, never for the graceful. I might be a coward, I'm afraid of what I'm about.
How good's that? Turtle Soup by Mephistopheles, also out of New York City. What a quaffy, what a quaffy. off their 1997 album Maximum Perversion. Now, bit of sad news actually out of the Mephistopheles camp. Original and founder member, the drummer Michael Reich, unfortunately, he passed away on a riptide in Florida last week. So that's very, very sad news. He was the drummer in the band up until 1996. So unfortunately, he didn't actually feature on Turtle Soup, although that would have suited his style big time. He was with the band Barberside, Mad Dogs and Englishmen as well. Very, very sad news for Michael Reich there. Before that, Mighty Mighty Boss Tongues, the impression that I get, the big number one in the US of A. We went live with that one, and so you should, off their Let's Face It album. Talking about albums, talking about new albums, in a couple of days' time, the Kitty Hawks will be releasing their debut album. I have the absolute honour of playing some tunes that have not been released yet from this album. From Brass to Bullets comes out on the 1st of March. It is an absolute humdinger. We had him in the studio last week to chat about how the band came about, the recording process, the writing process, and how they've gone about their first five shows. March the 9th at the iconic Cherry Bar in Melbourne sees them doing their album launch party. They're going to be playing with the Pirate Scar Rebellion and Sunny Velu. It's going to be an epic night. Get your tickets now. But I'm going to play one of my favourites off the album that you have not heard before, because the Beefy Guarantee on Scar Nation Radio with Beefy is, if it's good, it's on the show. In this case, it's great, and it's on the show. This is Cometh the Hour by the Kitty Hawks.
Take my hand, why don't you understand? I want to be a man just like you are.
gentlemen. I work in a dead-end job 5 days a week. I seem to spend most of my waking hours in this dead-end job 5 days a week, getting truckloads of bullshit from my so-called manager. And then when I get home, I get more of the same from the wife and the kids and our loved ones. It's not fair. I've got to go out. I've got to find somewhere where I can be myself, you know, where I can let my so-called hair down. Here's a place where I can get a rehearsal for this. It used to be called the Builder's Arms, but those days are over. Yeah, that's right. That's where you'll find me. That's where I'll be. That's where I'll be. That's where I'll be.
You can find me down above.
It's like an adventure playground for adults. It's got everything a grown man could possibly want. Oh, that's your persuasion. Yeah, they like a bit of diversity down there at the pub tab because they don't really give a shit where the money comes from as long as they get it. So, as you can probably tell, I've reached the stage of my life now where all I want is just a bunch of cheap charging thrills. And like 20 of them. It doesn't matter how vacuous or crass or kids they are. It doesn't matter if it makes my life a misery. As long as I can get them here, as long as I can get them now, and as long as Dave doesn't come down here. And as long as Dave.
You can find me down the pub tab. I like the type inside the bar. It's for the man when in bay. Now I can have a drink and it's not fun. If this is why my way we play. Pub tab is the world to me. It must matter to me the pub family. Bones will take me away.
You can find me down the pub, I put the joke in. It's for the man when he fades. No, I can't, then it's not fun. If it's the way my weekly pay. Stop that, it's too late. It means nothing to me, but my family. You are.
Probably the greatest Australian song of all time. Loingroin, live pub tab. Awesome. I hope you turned the previous song right up to 11. The Kitty Hawks out of Melbourne. Brand new album is being released on March the 1st. I picked out Cometh the Hour off that album. If you didn't turn up to 11, then I don't know what you're doing because that is such an awesome tune. Please, please, please jump on the Kitty Hawks Facebook page, I'm assuming. You can order the vinyl right now from Brass to Bullets. It officially gets released March the 1st. Album launch party gig is at the iconic Cherry Bar in Melbourne. It is on March the 9th with the Pirate Scar Rebellion and Sunny Vlu. Tickets available right now. And this is going to sell out. It is going to be awesome. The Cherry Bar is quite small. It's going to be very intimate in there. So I am looking forward to that. Now, I also played Loingroin. Now, Pub Tab is from 1997, our feature year. But May the 5th, Loingroin and the Kitty Hawks are teaming up for a bit of a beefy ska party, Wavebreaker style, at the Northcote Social Club, May the 5th. It is kid-friendly ska on a Sunday afternoon. It is going to be awesome. Wavebreaker, two-tone versus third wave stylees. It's going to be an awesome time. Also in that gig series, Looney Tunes are going to be taking on the Resignators April 21st, Sunday, again at the Suki Lounge in Wavebreaker. It's going to be all in wrestling style between the two bands, so can't wait for that stuff to happen. So please, check out local listings. I don't think tickets are on sale for Wavebreaker yet. I think we're trying to get the Kitty Hawks album release out the way first. Alrighty, we're going to move on. What are we going to do now? Okay, bands you didn't know played ska! Bare Naked Ladies off their debut album, track number 3 off Gordon. This is me in grade 9, baby!
I lost my lunch and I broke my glasses.
That guy is huge.
That girl is wailing.
First day of school.
Me Eddie.
Rock, beat.
Wait for Dubioza Collective. They're going to smash it up on their Australian tour. Yes, they're coming to Australia. They're playing WOMAD Adelaide in Adelaide, obviously, 8th to 11th of March. Then they go to WOMAD in New Zealand, New Plymouth, of all places. Byron Bay, Thursday, 21st of March. Brisbane, 22nd of March. Sydney at the Parramatta RSL, 23rd of March. Queanbeyan near Canberra on Sunday the 24th. Then they're down in Hobart, Tuesday the 26th. In Melbourne at the Prince Bandroom, Thursday the 28th. Then they go to the Frio Social Club in Fremantle, Saturday 30th of March. We cannot wait to welcome Dubioza Collective. That is from their 2016 album, Happy Machine. It's also a request for Simon from the Kitty Hawks, because he's been on at me to play Boom for God knows how long, and I found an absolutely cracking live version there. Before Dubioza Collective, bands that don't play ska out of Canada, I'm going to play hockey. Going to go curling at the bunch, really. Bare Naked Ladies off their debut album, Gordon, 1992, grade 9. That one was from. All right, I reckon we got time for this.
BB's cover of the week now, baby. BB's cover of the week.
Oh, man, it's hard being good. And when you're not good, you're me. Oh, yeah, we're going to go to Spain right now. You already heard Toots and the Maytels tonight. But Los Testarudes, brand new band from, I think they're out of Madrid. I will check that while we're listening to it. But they've done a bit of a Toots mashup. Yes, this is a combination of My New Name and I'll Never Grow Old. This came out a couple of weeks ago, but they are a new band from Spain. All-girl band and tearing it up already. This is Los Testarudes.
don't ask me how I got my name. I told you once, I told you twice, this time let's make it quite alright. Don't ask me how I got my name. I told you how I got my name. I got this name way back in Spain. Call me Mr. Santi Rabona, realizing I'm a real nice. Don't ask me how I got my name.
Until your mommy,
she was saying to
until
you,
your daddy.
Oh.
this day in ska. From Philadelphia, Ruder Than You released their debut album, Big Step. That awesome track is called Swallow Blood. Ah, what a tune that is. Before that, I got this very, very wrong. Lay Testarudes from Barcelona in Spain, and not Madrid. They will hate me for saying they were possibly from Madrid. That is one of the biggest insults you can get, apart from calling a Kiwi an Australian or a Welshman an Englishman. If you call someone from Barcelona from Madrid, they will hunt you down and make you pay. Anyway, they're a brand new all-girl band. They have been putting out covers at the minute, session stuff as well. That is a Toots mashup of My New Name and I'll Never Grow Old. Very good. That is Beefy's cover of the week. I want to thank every one of you for listening and spending a bit of time with the Big Beef Man. I really do appreciate all the downloads. It's not possible to do this show without you guys. In fact, if I did it to no one, then I'd just be entertaining my own self. Mind you, I do that anyway, and my ego's big enough as it is, being the world's number one ska radio show. So I do thank each and every one of you for downloading this show, and it sounds a lot more professional on the old download than it does doing it live, because I cough and I splurt and I swallow my tongue and do all sorts of things wrong, but you don't notice that in the podcast. We are doing On This Day in Ska, and I'm going to go back to the select who released the Celebrate the Bullet album, which was basically responsible for the band splitting up. This was their last ever single before they kind of reformed a few years later off the Celebrate the Bullet album from 1981. This was the Selector's final ever single off the Celebrate the Bullet album. Who likes facing situations?
And so you, all you do is go on and on. Why worry when things are okay? It's a funny situation, and who's innocent is all of this guilt. Why think there's always someone else to blame? But you still don't care if it doesn't reach you. If it doesn't reach you. If it doesn't reach you. Just piss around and let me down. I never meaning what they say, each and every day. Just when I so you, all you do is go on and on. Why worry when things are okay? It's a funny situation. That who's innocence is all of his guilt. Why think there's always someone else to blame? But you still don't care if it doesn't reach you. If it doesn't reach you.
Well, we had some fun on this show. The Scatterlights versus Yazoo. The old ska mashup there. Don't go Scalloween. Two tunes there. Scalloween from the Scatterlights and Don't Go from Yazoo. Now, that, I'm pretty sure Don't Go, that get to number one in Britain? I kind of 1982 it came out. No, number three in the UK. Got to number one in the US dance charts, amazingly. Did Yazoo ever have a number one in Britain? No, they did not. There you go. Number two, Only You. There's no other ska radio show on the planet that does stuff like this. And there's a reason for that. Beefy Leeds, the rest will follow eventually, but they might just get bored. On this day in ska, the Selector released their second album, Celebrate the Bullet. The album was a commercial flop, mainly because the lead single, Celebrate the Bullet, was released on the same day that Ronald Reagan, the assassination attempt, happened. So, obviously, no radio station wanted to play Celebrate the Bullet, and in fact, it was so bad, the band ended up splitting up after that. Got back together a few years later, obviously. Still going strong today. Still one of the best live bands you will ever see. That single, Who Likes Facing Situations, was track number one off Celebrate the Bullet, and it was basically their final single before they broke up. We've come to the end of SkyPod number one, the first helping of ska for this week. Like I said, the lucky number for this week in 1997, our chosen letter, feature letter, is T. We haven't done too many T's. Oh, Les Testarudes from Spain. That's a T band. Good stuff. We have played quite a few songs from 1997. I am going to finish up with an absolute belter. I want to say thank you for listening. Please, please, please go and support your local live music scene. The Kitty Hawks have their album launch party on March 9 at the iconic Cherry Bar. Tickets are available. Just check out the Kitty Hawks Facebook page if you're in Melbourne and you want a good time. It's a long weekend as well, people. No excuses. Follow me on social media. I am on Facebook. I am on Twitter. I will potentially be on YouTube and Instagram with this show for some unknown reason, but just look up Ska Nation Radio. You will find me if you want me to play your latest songs, releases, albums, anything else you want me to mention on the show. Just send me a message and I will get back to you very, very quickly. All right. I told you I was going to finish on an absolute banger. This is a live version of Buck 09 out of San Diego, California. This is My Town.
Well, it's called My Town.
That's good, actually.
Pretty clever name, eh?
And I know that's why I'm walking to
Hey there, Beefy.
Hey, Rob.
Do you have nothing to do all the time?
Yes, I've got nothing to do all the time, Rob.
Well, guess what? I've found something that you can do with your nothing time.
What's that, Rob?
Listen to a great podcast called 365 Days of Sport.
Right.
It stars you and me.
Oh, wow.
So, other people can listen to it besides the people who are on it.
Yeah.
If you want.
Get it wherever you get your podcast from. We're on Spotify too. 365 Days of Sport. It's the podcast you never knew you wanted to listen to.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.